So coming into our sitting practice, getting yourselves nicely settled. And I'll say more about posture in a few moments. We're going to begin this practice with a reading. And when I thought about what practice I would do in the second half, where I usually do a sitting practice with an image, I really landed on mountain, but also mountain with a view, as the need for a sense of courage and stability seems even stronger this January than it did last January when I did this very same practice and read this very same poem. So we're still very much in the thick of it. So this poem by David White, who's a great contemplative poet, I think he's Welsh. It's called Mameen. And Mameen, for those of you who don't know it, and I certainly didn't, refers to a pilgrimage walk in Ireland. Maybe he's Irish. Anyway, it's a pilgrimage walk in Ireland. And in what's called the Connemara Mountains. And so Mameen, being a pilgrimage walk, you know, as a pilgrimage, means there's a contemplative piece to it. But all pilgrimages have elements of difficulty to them. And while we may climb to the mountain top for vision, to see clearly, it's never an easy climb. And the first part of this poem reflects how tenuous our lives really are, and then the encouragement to be the good pilgrim nonetheless. So here's the poem, Mameen. Be infinitesimal under that sky, a creature even the sailing hawk misses, a wraith among the rocks where the mist parts slowly. Recall the way mere mortals are overwhelmed by circumstance, how great reputations dissolve with infirmity, and how you, in particular, live a hair's breadth from losing everyone you hold dear. Then look back down the path as if seeing your past, and then south over the hazy blue coast as if present to a wide future. Remember the way you are all possibilities you can see, and how you live best as an appreciator of horizons, whether you reach them or not. Admit that once you have got up from your chair and opened the door, once you have walked out into the clean air toward that edge and taken the path up high beyond the ordinary, you have become the privileged and the pilgrim, and the one who will tell the story, and the one coming back from the mountain who helped to make it. And so I just really like this piece, with the emphasis at the beginning on the tenuousness of our lives, and COVID's a great teacher of that. And yet the encouragement to walk the path and see the horizon, the big view, to get a sense of the vista that mountains can give us, and the inner vistas that are available for us, and our wise and compassionate intentions are a way of having that horizon, that vista, that bigger world view. And so, you know, with COVID, we are all the ones who are climbing this mountain. And we will be telling the story, hopefully, of our journeys and what we learned and how we did our best to live fully with that horizon in view. And so now, feeling the body, sitting or standing, and just ground in the body as we've been doing throughout the day. And remembering your intentions, your lovely aspirations for being here, for practicing today and within your lives, letting them inform this practice. And as you feel ready, begin to hold in mind a mountain. Sense into or visualize, whatever you're able to do, a mountain you know, perhaps you've climbed or you've seen in pictures, or one of the imagination, it doesn't matter. If you're able to visualize, that's great. If not, that's fine. Just sense into it. And along with the beauty and the majesty and the strength of the mountain, its tremendous girth, have a sense of the huge vista that's offered by that mountain. And beginning now to become one with the mountain, feeling your body, feeling into your extremities, your legs, feet, hands and arms, as that which stabilizes you, makes you steady. Feel your bottom in its seat, or as you're standing. And with these sensations in our extremities, really connecting with these mountain qualities of stability and steadiness. And how the mountain, as it were, is determined. It has this fierce grit to withstand it all. And so connect your own torso with the girth of the mountain and feel into the strength of your body. And even if you're struggling with physical issues, you are here today, you are alive. Feel into the strength of that. And the breath, the living, breathing mountain. And through the breath and the heart area, as we did throughout the day, feel into that great heart, the courage of the open chest. With your shoulders back and down, your chest lifted. Feel into your bravery, your great heart. And connect again with the uppermost peaks of the mountain. Connect that to your own head and neck. Graciously, firmly balanced. The dignity of that. And And with your eyes, let your eyes, they can still be closed if you prefer, but let them be more at the plane or a little bit upwards, so that you're, in a sense, taking in a bit of sky, a bit of wise view, that sense of vista. As the mountain is informed by that sense of wonder and awe and the sense of space, the vista over time and space. And continue to sit as a mountain. As you continue to be embodied as a mountain, let all the thoughts and emotions and sounds, let them come and go like clouds moving across the sky. And if they're very intense, like storms across the mountainside, the mountain witnesses them all with stability, strength, courage, and a wise view over time and space. You get lost, refresh the image of the mountain, and connect your body to the mountain. Be the mountain as you sit or stand. Keep tapping into the image of the mountain through the body. Remembering the way you are all possibilities you can see, and how you live best as an appreciator of horizons, whether you reach them or not. Feel into the stability and steadiness of the mountain through your arms and legs. The strength and grit through your torso. The courage through the great heart. And the wise view, the eyes that look out through time and space like a mountain.